Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is Greg Blacker, businessman and Rexburg City Council candidate. Each candidate interviewed on BYU Idaho Radio was asked the same series of questions regarding the upcoming Rexburg City Council elections on November 2nd. Thank you so much for joining me today, Greg. How are you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. So for our listeners, could you just tell a little bit about yourself and your role here in Rexburg?
Okay. I came here to go to school back in 1984, Ricks College, and I attended school for a few years and just didn't have enough money to leave. So I stayed. I married the girl that I was the home teacher to. So I was a great home teacher. I home taught every day, and I did well. I started Affordable Pest Control back in 1989, and I've been doing that ever since. I've been involved in several things with the city. I've been on the Planning and Zoning Commission, Parks and Recreation, and Traffic and Safety.
Awesome. It seems like that was a lucky home teaching experience then. You found your spouse through that.
It was a good one. I haven't home taught since.
Really? Well, I'm sure. Do you have any kids? I'm sure
yes.
That counts as home teaching.
That's true. Yeah, we've got four kids. One lives in Denmark. Her husband works for Lego. And then I've got a daughter in Mesa, Arizona, son in Idle Falls, and one in Salt Lake.
What experience do you have as a leader that you could use as a city council member?
You know, I've served in the church for a lot of years and things like that. My big thing is you sit in a meeting, everybody talks about what the problem is. And it just drives me crazy because you talk about the problem forever and then you get to the solution and time is already up. So with my experience in doing different things, like being in business and finding solutions to people's problems, that's probably my biggest asset, is that I can, you know, stay on task and find an answer to the problems that we have. I've got several years working with the city on different volunteer things, and I've come up with great ideas about, you know, different things to make Rexburg better, and a lot of them are never carried out. And that's kind of irritated me over the years. I just want to be in a position where I can actually, you know, put some teeth into it and get something done.
Right. You reminded me of an experience when I was in JROTC in high school. One of my teachers at the time, he always repeated this phrase. It was like, never present a problem without having an idea for a solution. And that stuck with me over the years. And I definitely think there's value in that, in not only being able to recognize the issues, but also be able to have a problem-solving mindset, right?
You know, and that's kind of the way it is here in the society today, is everybody wants to find fault, but nobody wants to do anything about it. So that's why I'm here.
I think it requires responsibility and also intuition in order to solve problems, but I definitely think that's a good trait to have. According to you, what sets you apart as a city council candidate?
You know, I think the big thing is my experience. I've done all these different things, the traffic and safety, parks and rec. We've got a great splash park here in town. I was on the ground level for that, getting that going. We had a lot of naysayers in the beginning because they didn't want it. And it's well attended. It's crowded during the summertime. So there's some things here. I want it to be a city that people go to and say, wow, this is a cool place, instead of just going and saying, you know, why in the world did they do that? So I think my experience with that and my ability to, you know, work well with people, listen. I like to listen to what people have to say. I do affordable pest control, so I spray bugs. I go into about 10 to 15 houses every day, and I love to talk to the people. And we talk about issues and stuff. And so that's my biggest asset, is that I talk to the people, and we can figure out together what we can do.
Why is the city of Rexburg special to you?
You know, I have kind of adopted it. I grew up in Rupert, which is over in southern Idaho. And so ever since we've been here, we've just kind of taken a pride in it. You know, we've established what we like in Rexburg. We like people who are courteous and friendly and things like that. And so when we see somebody doing something that's, you know, not Rexburg-like, sometimes we point it out and say, hey, you know, we don't do that here in Rexburg, because we want the hometown feel. We want everybody to be friendly. We just want people to get along.
So I'm actually not from Rexburg. So when you say Rexburg-like, can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, Rexburg used to be a community where you could go to the store and you see people that you knew, you would talk to them and things like that. Years ago, we were sitting in our living room and some kids just walked into our door because our door was unlocked. And they were scared because something was going outside that they were scared of. And they just came in and we were like a safe haven for them. When I've been knocking on doors in Rexburg, people will unlock their deadbolt, let me talk to them, and then when I'm done talking to them, they're locking up the deadbolt again, which isn't the way that we remember Rexburg. We remember Rexburg as, you know, a very community-oriented. Everybody gets together and you know, have block parties and you just do things.
What challenges do you see in Rexburg that have you concerned?
You know, one of the big things is lighting. It's a dark city. So years ago, they started charging the residents money on their water bill to add for lighting. It's strictly for lighting. And right now, they just rolled $480,000 over into that in that budget. And it's just sitting there. So if you go around the university, it's very well lit. And I understand that's where the pedestrians are. That's where things happen. But if you go down from like BMC West on 2nd West over to the highway, it's very dark. And so if we light some of that up and just make it an inviting city, I think that's one of our biggest things. That would add safety to us. And maybe some people would be out after dark getting their exercise.
What do you think is the most pressing issue that you would like to address as a city council member?
So probably be one of the biggest issues is that Madison County has become a 50,000 person community. And with that, we're all of a sudden on the map. People are looking at us. Big box stores are looking to come to Rexburg. So in the next probably 2 or 3 years, we're going to see some big growth. We're going to see some things that we don't have to go to Idaho Falls anymore for, that we can enjoy right here. So we need to manage that growth. We need to keep it in the areas that we need to keep it in. You know, if we need to have some box stores in front, some neighborhoods in the back, just so that people are not on the streets as much. So the way Rexburg is built right now is that you've got neighborhoods. And then clear across town, you've got the stores. And there's only one way to get to that store. And so that puts everybody on the streets. And so if we take those stores with the growth and kind of put them around different places, it would keep the traffic off of the big roads and just make things a little bit more bearable.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That was an interview with Greg Blacker, businessman and Rexburg City Council candidate. Rexburg City Council elections are on November 2nd. Thank you so much for joining me today, Greg.
Thank you for having me.